Mezuzah Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Nekvos, in the laws of the gathered purifying waters in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. Where in this Perek, we continue the theme regarding the mikvah water, specifically regarding the psul, the invalidation of Shin and Nara, the change of the color, and also of different types of liquids and beverages as they relate to the mikvah waters. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the invalidation of Shin and Nara. In a mikvah nifsal, the mikvah, this gathered waters do not become invalidated. Libishin atam, not if it changes the taste of the water. Libishin areyach, not in the change of the smell of the water. Libishin mara bovad, only with the change of appearance. That's the only invalidating of the waters. Now, v'chaldavishin oisim by mikvah leketchila. Now, anything that initially one is not allowed to make the mikvah from, poitzel as a mikvah bishin mara, that will invalidate the mikvah with the change of the colors. Ketzer hasos Ram illustrates. Hayayin, wine, or chalab, or milk, vadam, or blood, b'kiyitzimem, and all things similar like that, mimei kolapeyas from all types of fruit juices. So these are things that the mikveh is not supposed to be made from. Einam poisim es mikveh b'shleish lugin. They do not invalidate the mikveh with three lugin. Shlo amru elam mayim shuvim. That invalidation, which we spoke about in the previous paragraph, is only specifically grounded in the law of drawn waters. That's invalidating with three lugin. But although they don't invalidate with the sheer of just being three lugin, but a poison machine amar, but they do invalidate if they change the color. As we said, these are things that one initially cannot make the mikvah from. Afila mikvah shish be sa. Now, even if it's a mikvah that has 100 sa, the nafalay only loig yayin. And even if let's say just only one leg of wine falls in, oy miperes or fruit juices, bishin is not even to change its color. So it's not dependent on the sheer three lugin. It's dependent if it changes the color, then pasas can be invalid. Hey mikvah shish be esum sa, mayim ksheirim. Let's say a mikvah had 20 saw of kosher water, or less than this. The nafla teiches saw yain or meiperes, and the falls inside of it a saw of wine or fruit juices. Velishin this matter, and it doesn't change its color. Harelik shem kishayu, it's going to remain valid as it was, because unlike that of mayim shuvim, and the inas saw she nafla oil lamidas a mikvah. However, the saw that fell in from the wine or the fruit juices will not complete for the measurement of the mikvah, but the nice of Allah Essen, but if you add on to that previous 20 saw of kosher mikvah waters, discounting the one more saw of the wine, Esrim Acherim Mayim Ksherim of 20 other saw of kosher water, is a mikvah kosher, it's going to be a valid mikvah. These halachas are those, like wine, is a halacha of Shinim Mara, not of Shlesha Lugin, like it is by Mayim Shuvim. Now, halacha Beis Ram continues regarding those things that will complete the measurement of the mikvah waters and those things that will actually invalidate. Yesh ma'alin es ha-mikvah. There are certain things that will elevate, in other words, complete it to its requisite 40 sub of es ha-mikvah, and v'lei paislin, and they will not invalidate by being mixed into the mikvah. A second category is paislin v'lei ma'alin. There are certain things that will invalidate the mikvah and will not complete it, and then you have v'lei ma'alin v'lei paislin, things that are more neutral, they will not complete it, but neither will they invalidate. As Rambam explains these three categories. Halacha Gimel. Ve'ilu mayim malei poison. These are things that they actually will complete it to the 40 saw, and if they get mixed in, they will not invalidate it. Hasheleg, snow, v'habarad, and hail, v'akfar, and sleet, v'aglid, and ice, v'amelech, and salt, v'titanotik, and liquidy mud. Ketzer haso. So Rambam illustrates, mikvah shish b'abam saw chasa'achas. Let's say the mikvah has 39 saw, 40 minus 1. And then one saw of one of these things, let's say if snow falls into the mikvah, that will complete it to its measurement. So now it's a valid and complete mikvah. Nimsu comes out, it's malin, it's elevating it, and by getting mixed in, it does not invalidate it. I feel heavy abram saw shalig batchila. And even if one actually initially brought 40 saw of snow, the nichem bu'ukabit iskisham, and he put it into the ditch, and he crushed it over there. There's a mikvah, shalom, akasha, these things, you can make a mikvah out of even just the initial of snow, and it'll be considered a valid mikvah. Halacha dalet. It's category number two. The elu paislin, that these things, they will invalidate, and that is, if it fell in three lugan of them into a mikvah that does not have 40 saw, and v'lei mal, and they will not complete. Vezar, mayim shuvim, drawn waters, bein tahirin, bein tmein, whether the waters were pure or impure. Umei chavashim, water that fruits or vegetables were pickled in. Umei shlakis, and any water that something was cooked in. The hatamad, which is a beverage made out of water where they would soak the sediments of wine or the pits or the skin of grapes. Achalei hechmetz, until it didn't ferment yet, because it would ferment, it would become like an alcoholic beverage. As long as it doesn't ferment, it has halachic status like water. Vashechem beer, which is also like water. All these beverages are poisim olimal. As Rambam says, keitzer haso. So mikvah shish by bam sa chasa mishkal dinner. Let's say you have almost a mikvah 40 sa, but it's minus that of just like a weight of a dinner. How much the dinner weighs? That's how much volume. Benafal mechad me'elu mishkal dinner l'tech, and then one of these items that we mentioned that falls in that much weight into the mikvah. Eina oil lemidz hamikvah. It's not going to elevate it to the measurement of the mikvah. Lo hishlumet is not completed, and that's regarding not being mala. And then v'mnafal me'achem mehem shleisha lugim hem. And if let's say from one of them falls in three lugin, poison is a mikvah. It's going to invalidate the mikvah. So it's loy malin, and it's going to be poison. Halacha hey, third category. Ve'elu loy poison loy malin. The following, they will not invalidate, but neither will they complete it to the measurement. Are shahar mashkin, other beverages, meperis and fruit juices, v'hatzir and fish brine, v'hamurias and fish fats, v'atamid mishahechmetz. And this alcoholic beverage of tamid, when it ferments. Ketzer haso. So mikvah shish babam sa achas achas. A mikvah that's 40 sa minus 1. The menofel me'achem e'le sa l'techem. And one of these things has a sa of them fall inside. So lo ha'lohu, it's not going to elevate it, because ultimately it's not considered regular water. But the water will remain valid as it was. She'ein e'le paislin. E'le b'shin America, these things only validate with a change of color. Kamesh around, like we explained in halacha aleph. So it's not going to be paislin, because it's not change of color. At the same time, it's not going to be malin. Now, actually, sometimes these things actually will elevate it and make it for the completion of the measurement. Let's say mikveh has already 40 sa. One of these things that we just mentioned, of other beverages, let's say, falls into the mikveh. And then you take out a sa from the pre-existing mikveh. So the 40 sa that's remaining is a kosher mikveh, so it comes out only when there was already 40, and then you added one, and then you took out one. But you see, ultimately, these items are completing it to a mikvah kasher to be 40 sa. Halacha zayin, mikvah shedich by sali zesim anavim. A mikvah, let's say that one washed out inside of it baskets of that were used for grapes and olives, vishinus matav, and therefore changed the color of the mikvah. Here, kasher, it's going to be kasher because this dirt is not considered substantial, and therefore it's not considered even like fruit juices, and therefore it's not going to invalidate with vishinus matav. Halacha ches, mehatzava, dyed water, placing this in mikvah b'shleish lugin. The invalid is a mikvah only with the halacha of three lugin. In other words, it retains its halacha status as water. If it's just like water, it only invalidates with the halacha of sh'uvim, which is only with three lugin. And the ain't placing this in mikvah, and it's not going to invalidate a mikvah, although it changes color, because it's only when something intrinsic, but when it's dyed water, that will not invalidate it with the halacha of shinimara. Halacha test, Ram continues regarding the laws of the mikvah that became invalidated because of its color. So mikvah shenofal yain. So if you have a mikvah that wine fell in, or moihal, which is the sweat that comes out from olives in the vessel, or shor meperis, or other fruit juices, fell into a mikvah. V'shin yismanav, and it changed the color, but niftzal invalidates it, like we said. So ketzer takanase, how do you fix such a mikvah? So yamtin at sheyedu gishamim, you should wait until it rains, the yachzu marav lamar mayim, and that then the color of the mikvah will come back to be like the color of water, which we're talking about a mikveh that does not have 40 sa. Because if you're going to fill it with water, with vessels and put inside of it, that's going to invalidate because of shuvah. Now, v'mhoyeba mikveh abom sa maim kshem, but if let's say the mikveh already had 40 sa of kosher water, it's just now it's invalid because of the change of the color, oh, then memali v'shoev l'teichem, then you can fill up and draw water inside of them, achiyach z'mav l'mar maim, until the color goes back to the color of water, because we said many times, a mikveh that already has 40 sa does not become invalidated by adding drawing water inside of it. Let's say wine or this olive juice falls inside the mikvah. And only some of the mikvah waters changes colors, meaning in one place has the color of water, in another place it has this change of color. So if you don't have the color of water that has not changed, kedar bam sa, the amount of the minimum measurement of a mikvah of 40 sa, then one should not immerse himself even in the side that the water did not change colors, because you don't have a mikvah of 40 sa of mayim kshem. Now, in other words, here we're talking about even if there does remain 40 sa that didn't change, and you have a kosher mikvah, but he immerses himself in the place that did change colors, the immersion is not valid. Now, even if you have a barrel of wine that broke out in the Mediterranean Sea, now the color of that place is like the color of wine. If someone immerses there in that spot, again, the tefillah is not valid because he's in a mokum shenishtana marisa, in the place where the change of the color, which is not valid for tefillah. Halacha Yud, the Rambam continues regarding with Mayim Shu'uvim, that which invalidates, but in the Mayim Shu'uvim fell a different liquid. And what's the status of those Mayim Shu'uvim? Shleisha Lugan Mayim Shu'uvim. So you have the three Lugan of drawn waters, which is an invalidating quantity of a non-40 mikvah, 40-some mikvah. Now, in those three Lugan of Mayim Shu'uvim, Shenafel L'Toicham, where it fell into those three Lugan of water, Afila Mishkel Dinner Yayin, even a, just a weight of a dinner of wine, Veshinim Adem, and to change the color of the Mayim Shu'uvim, Varimara Kol Mara Yayin. Now, the appearance of all these three Lugan of water now appears like wine. V'Nafel Mikvah falls in the mikvah, Loi Pesaluhu. So it's not going to invalidate the mikvah. Regarding this, we treat this liquid, this beverage, as wine, which does not invalidate with drawn water, only with change of color. Elim Shin is not only change of color. It's not going to have the psul of my mishuv, my three lugan. Halacha Yud Aleph. Shlesh lugan chaser dinner, my mishuv. Someone has three lugan, but almost three lugan, minus that of the measurement of a dinner, of drawn waters. Shanaf l'teichem, that it falls inside that drawn water, dinner, chalav emepes, a dinner, which completes into three lugan of milk or fruit juices. Now, in contrast to the previous case, where it all looked like wine, now, since this is milk or fruit juices, which has a whitish color, now, it's actually not all water. You don't have three lugan of mayim shuvim, but it all appears like water. Where, so you have three lugan of drawn liquid, which has the all appearance of water. V'nafal l'mikveh, that falls in the mikveh, still loy pasul, it's not going to invalidate it. Ashiyeb lo shleisha lugan mayim shuvim sheimim tarevis mashka achav le'mepes. It only invalidates when you have exactly three lugan of drawn waters that is, does not have any mixture of any other liquid and any other fruit juices. And here, since you did not have it all from water, it's not going to be invalid. Lachid Beit Ram continues regarding a mikvah that changed colors, but from itself, intrinsic. Mikvah shenishtana mani meim of machmas atzmai. If a mikvah changed colors because of itself, nothing fell into it to change its colors. Here's a kasha that's going to be valid. This that we said, if it changes colors, invalid, is only if it changed because of some other beverage, but from itself, the fact that it changes color is not an invalidating factor.